The Language of Desire, Writing Your Erotic Action Movie Script. So you've seen my examples of what an erotic action movie can look like, and now you're going to create your own. Do not stress if that sounds intimidating right now. I understand that it may seem impossible. However, I've made this technique really easy to learn by breaking it down into three totally doable steps. Even if you feel like you don't have a creative bone in your body, I promise you, you can do it. So there's three steps to creating your erotic action movie. Number one, you're going to brainstorm the scene. Number two, you're going to brainstorm the action sequences. And then the third step is to put it all together. I'm going to walk you through each step, and at the end you'll be able to confidently share your creative masterpiece. So I want you to grab your journal and a pen to write down your ideas. Step one is brainstorming the scene. No matter what medium you'll use to share your movie, that's the next lesson, all about how you're going to deliver it, you need to describe the location where it takes place. You can choose familiar surroundings, a place you've previously had sex, a place you want to have sex, a setting from historical times, or a totally creative, imaginary place. Right now, let's just come up with some ideas. You'll decide in step three what you're selecting. There's no limit to what you can choose, and brainstorming can help you figure out what turns you on, which will lead to story ideas for the rest of the plot. So here's some locations just to get your creative juices flowing. The setting could be the living room. It could be the bedroom, hotel room, kitchen, beachfront cabana, coat closet in a fancy restaurant, at work or in the office, outdoors, at an event or function, at someone else's house, in the backyard, in the shower, a castle in medieval England, a cave on the planet Zingageddon, a place he has mentioned wanting to have sex at, any of those places, anything that comes to mind, just go ahead and brainstorm it and list it out. And the next step is deciding the time of day. So times of day, morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night. And you're going to also want to add in some supporting descriptors to the setting. Adding in these details, especially if you're doing this by text or phone, taps into his imagination and gets him mentally in the picture with you. So, are there other people around? What are you wearing? What is he wearing? Remember, wearing something of his gives him that feeling of ownership and possession that he loves. What's taking place nearby? How did you or he arrive there? What sounds, sights, smells are present? If you're outdoors, is it sunny or stormy or snowing? Are you in some kind of trouble or distress? So again, just brainstorm and think, what are the possible driving descriptors that are happening in the scene? And you're just going to, right now, just brainstorm. So just have your journal, write down all these different ideas. You don't have to select anything right this moment. So step two is thinking about the action. So once you've kind of thought through or thought about the scene, you want to move on to the action part of the plot. In this step, just like the first step, you're just brainstorming. Let your desires run the show. There's nothing off limits or too crazy right now. The point to this step is just getting creative and see what you think of. So you're not making decisions right now, you're just coming up with ideas. So from step one, you probably already have an idea of the locations that sound fun to you, so it can help to think of how the action would unfold based on that location. For example, if your movie scene opens in the kitchen, food would be a fun prop to take advantage of during sex. So things to consider. Non-sexual action, like what are you doing as the scene opens? Who's the aggressor or initiator? You can show him how you surrender by having him be the aggressor. You can also objectify him a bit by making yourself the one who takes charge. And it's also possible to have you both swap roles, going from the aggressor to him being the aggressor in one scene or in one script. Foreplay, kissing, touching, dry humping, oral. Maybe there's no foreplay at all. Also, your movie could only be about giving or receiving oral, like my stress reliever movie. Intercourse, positions, use of furniture, Pace, slow, wild, fast, rough. Sensations, slippery, wet, warm, hot. Props, toys, restraints, blindfold, food, ice, water, heat. So I want you to jot down your ideas in your journal and just see where your naughty imagination wanders. Don't edit yourself. This is simply a creative brainstorm right now. It's quite possible that after completing these two steps, you will have the makings of more than one movie script. That's totally fine. Okay, now we're at step three, where you're going to put it all together. So now it is time to make some decisions and bring your story to life. You've had the chance to let your creativity run wild, and you should have some specific locations and scenarios that are turning you on or that you know will turn your man on. Also, think of the specific ways you can use your movie to hit those sexual psychology triggers of his, praising his physicality, surrendering to him sexually, showing how he fulfills your desires, and giving him ownership or possession of you are all great things to include. And the big one, casting him as the hero. Decide how he can help you or rescue you. Did your car break down on the side of the road? Did you get locked out of the house? Did some kind of natural disaster happen and he's there to assist? Did your dog get lost and your man's the one who finds him? It can be simple or elaborate, but casting him in the role of hero in his act of heroism, turning you on, is the big trigger for him. Before you begin to write, I want you to open up the Dirty Thesaurus in another window. And you can look on the dashboard for this module, and it's one of the worksheets that are included. And click it open, because this document gives you lots of different words for body parts, sex acts, sensations, and that'll help you a lot in this activity when you're writing. So I'm going to provide you with a couple of easy-to-follow basic movie script templates. You can use them, but feel free to create something totally your own, too. So template one, this plot is ready-made. You just need to add in the details. This format gives you the ability to use language you're comfortable with when it comes to the sex action. If you want to include intercourse, you can say making love, or you can say fucking. It's totally up to you. So I call this one power outage. I walk into, name of location, and see you already there doing some action. I can't help but admire your physical or some other trait. You turn to look at me and you give me a devilish smile. I see that unmistakable look of passion in your eyes. I know that when I wear item of clothing, it turns you on, and today is no exception. All of a sudden the power goes out because of weather or other reason. I'm frightened for a moment, but then I feel your strong hands on my shoulders. It's okay, you whisper in my ear. I'm here. Even though I can't see your face in the dark, I know your expression has that look of purpose, the look you get when you're hungry for my body. I shiver at the thought of what will happen next. Before my naughty mind can even start to wander, your hands are on my name of body part. I start to peel my article of clothing off to give you easier access. Delicious goosebumps spring up across my skin where you're touching me. It's pitch black in the name of the room you're in, but you gracefully guide me to the item of furniture. In what seems like one swift motion, you've removed the rest of my clothes and I'm totally nude before you. I should probably go find a flashlight or check the circuit breakers, you say in a teasing tone. Don't you dare leave me, I gasp. Why? What else do you want me to do? You sweetly ask as your hands begin to travel to my body part. I gasp again. Answer me. What do you want me to do? The tone in your voice has become demanding and it sends a wave of desire over me. I want you to... Name action. Me, is my shy reply. Say it louder. What do you want me to do? I want you to... Blank me. Now, I say boldly. You pull me to you on the name of furniture or floor. The power may be out, but the air is full of electricity as your body part meets my body part. With desire-fueled purpose, you begin to sex-verb me. My back arches and a low moan escapes my throat. There we are, sex-verbing, on the furniture or floor, in the dark. My breathing quickens and I pull you closer, surrendering my body to you as I, or you, let go and erupt in a blissful climax. So again, this is another example of how reading this or listening to this on the audio version, when you read this written out, you see where I'm indicating that you're going to enter the different options for the story. So hopefully that came across and you understood that when I was saying name of furniture or floor or item of clothing or sex verb, that was for you to then fill in the blank. Okay, template number two. This template gives you much more creative control over your script. I'm just prompting you on specific points of the story that you want to include in a possible order to the plot. You can dive right into the main event, or you can pace things out, telling a more comprehensive story. The choice is yours, and again, there's no wrong way to do it. So you want to give your movie a title, and then a setting or location, and then list how are you both at that location. You arrive, or he arrives, or you arrive together. Describe what you or he or both are doing. You admire his outfit or physical trait or personality trait. Describe what you or he or both are wearing. Provide supporting detail of the environment, such as the weather, the lighting, activity happening in the background, other people that might be there. Give a plot twist that lets him save, rescue, or help you. Decide which person is going to initiate sexual activity. Share sexual or sensual action or feeling number one, which leads to sexual or sensual action number two. Describe how your body feels or what you want him to do. That leads to sexual or sensual action number three. Describe what you are doing to him or what he's doing to you. Optional, you can add in a sexual action number four. Conclusion, usually with one or both of you climaxing. So remember, there's no wrong way to write your movie script. It can be short and right to the action, like a quickie, or it can be very detailed with plot twists and a full supporting story, like a feature film. So what do you do if you happen to run out of ideas? So if you run into writer's block and can't come up with ideas, try not to freak out. Hitting a creative wall is normal in any creative endeavor. Even seasoned writers run into this situation. When it happens to me, I find it's best to just stop where I am and then go do a totally unrelated activity, something mindless like housework or watching TV or walking the dog. And those seeds of creativity tend to grow and bloom when I shift my attention away from them for a bit. Like right in the middle of doing the dishes, inspiration can strike. And then I'll go back to my writing with fresh energy and ideas. Now, once you have your script written out and ready to share, we'll go on to the next lesson where I teach you how to deliver it via text or phone or more.